Well, good morning, everyone.
Buenos días a todos.
We're so glad that you've joined us this morning for Sunday school.
Estamos contentos que nos hayan acompañado esta mañana a nuestra escuela dominical.
And today we're continuing our unit of study entitled "The Story of the Old Testament."
Y esta mañana estamos nuevamente estudiando nuestra serie titulada "La Historia del Antiguo Testamento."
And so, before we begin, let's go ahead and open in prayer.
Antes de empezar, vamos a abrir una oración.
Lord, we thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for the ability, Lord, to gather together on a Sunday morning. Thank you that right now the church is open, Lord, unlike some places still in the United States. We do pray that, Lord, you would bless, Lord, our Sunday school material, that you would teach us, educate us, and we pray that you would have your way. We thank you for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen and amen. And so today's lesson is lesson number 4, if you're following along in the text.
La lección de esta mañana es la lección número 4. Usted nos puede seguir ahí en el libro.
And the title of the lesson today is "A United Kingdom Divided."
Y el título de esta mañana se llama "Un Reino Unido se divide."
Now remember, we're looking at an overview of the story of the Old Testament.
Acuérdense que estamos viendo todo desde el principio de la historia del Viejo Testamento.
We've seen the fall of man beginning with Adam and Eve.
Vimos la caída del hombre empezando con Adán y Eva.
Then it continued to Abraham, how God chose him to bless all nations through.
Y continuó con Abraham cuando él bendició a todas las naciones que fuera. Fueron siguientes.
Isaac, his son, would be the son of promise.
Isaac, el hijo de él, era el hombre de la promesa.
Isaac and his wife Rebecca would have Jacob and Esau.
Isaac y Rebeca tuvieron a su hijo Isa.
Eventually, Jacob's name would be changed to Israel.
Y el nombre de Jacob fue cambiado a Israel.
And eventually, after Joseph was in Egypt for a season, all of Jacob's family would end up in Egypt.
Y después de una larga sesión,
all of Jacob's family or Israel would end up in Egypt.
Toda la familia de Israel terminaron en Israel.
Started out as a small tribe, and by the time they would leave Egypt, they would become a nation.
Fueron una tribu pequeña y al tiempo que ellos salieron de ahí fue una nación grande.
God established his covenant with Israel.
Dios estableció su promesa con Israel.
And then, after a season, they began to look at the nations around them and say, "We want a king just like the nations have."
Después de una temporada larga, ellos empezaron a ver las naciones alrededor de ellos y ellos pidieron a un rey como todas las naciones alrededor.
And as we saw last Sunday, Saul was the first king of Israel.
Y como nos acordamos el domingo pasado, Saúl fue el primer rey.
He disobeyed God a couple times, and so God rejected him as king.
Él desobedeció a Dios dos o tres veces, y Dios rechazó a él como rey.
And so God chose David, a person or a man after his own heart.
Entonces Dios escogió a David como rey, era un hombre de buen corazón.
And then, of course, Solomon would eventually build the temple for the Lord that David desired to build but couldn't.
Y después Salomón fue el que construyó el templo que David no pudo.
And so that's kind of a general overview. It's a lot of information, but it leads up to our lesson today.
So este es un reviso de todo lo que hemos visto que se viene hasta el reino de David.
And today's lesson is "A United Kingdom Divided."
Y la lección de hoy es nuevamente "Un Reino Unido se divide."
Our central truth this morning,
nuestra verdad central esta mañana,
is godly people seek the Lord rather than evil counsel.
Es las personas piadosas buscan al Señor en lugar de consejo malo.
Amen. Those that love God and are godly will seek the Lord above evil counsel.
Esos que aman a Dios y que buscan a Dios buscan la verdad en el Señor.
And so our key verse this morning,
entonces nuestro verso esta mañana,
is in the book of Psalms, chapter 1 and verse 1.
Es en el libro de Salmos, capítulo 1, versículo 1.
And it says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
Y dice así, bienaventurado el varón que no anduvo en consejo de malo, ni estuvo en camino de pecadores, ni en silla de escarnecedores se ha sentado.
The one that is blessed listens to God.
El que ha sido bendecido oye a Dios.
But the one that will end up losing their way is the one that gives attention to ungodly counsel.
Pero el que se pierde en el camino es el que no escucha a Jesucristo.
And so our lesson today is going to show us what happens when a person listens to wrong advice.
So lo que la lección nos va a enseñar esta mañana es lo que pasa a esa persona que escucha el consejo malo.
As we see this United Kingdom divided,
en lo que vemos a este Reino Unido ser dividido,
we're going to see the downfall eventually of the nation of Israel and Judah.
Vamos a ver eventualmente la caída que es de Israel y Judá.
And so, here in the beginning of our notes, if you're following along, there's an interesting quote from Winston Churchill.
Aquí en el principio de nuestras notas, si usted no está siguiendo, hay un dicho por un señor
Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill.
In 1948, he said this.
Y en 1948, él dijo esto.
He says, those who fail to learn from history are condemned to repeat it.
Dice así, aquellos que no aprenden de la historia están condenados a repetirla.
Think about the wisdom in that statement.
Piensa la sabiduría en este verso.
Those who fail to learn from history are condemned to repeat it.
Aquellos que no aprenden de la historia están condenados a repetirla.
The Bible doesn't hold back any punches.
La Biblia no para de mandarte cosas duras.
The Bible tells the whole story.
La Biblia te dice toda la historia.
It says the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Te dice lo bueno, lo malo y lo feo.
It tells the history of Israel.
Te dice la historia de Israel.
And if it only told the good things,
si solamente dijera lo bueno,
then over time they would not learn from the past.
Entonces en el tiempo no hubiéramos aprendido nada del pasado.
And so it has the whole story.
Y por eso te dice toda la historia.
History is important.
La historia es importante.
Because of history, we learn from our mistakes.
Porque por medio de la historia aprendemos de los de nuestros errores.
It's even the same for us personally, isn't it?
Es igual a nosotros personalmente.
We need to learn from our mistakes.
Necesitamos aprender de nuestros errores.
We must learn that actions have consequences.
Necesitamos aprender que nuestras acciones tienen consecuencias.
And this is what the Bible does show.
Y esto es lo que la Biblia nos enseña.
It tells the story.
Te dice la historia.
Amen.
Amen.
We're living at a time when people are trying to get rid of the history of the United States of America.
Vivimos en un tiempo donde la gente se quiere destruir la historia de América.
They're trying to destroy the monuments that are telling a story about the past.
Están destruyendo los monumentos que nos dicen la historia de nuestro pasado.
How do we know how far we've come from if we don't see what happened in the past?
¿Cómo sabemos que cómo hemos avanzado si no podemos ver el pasado?
And so the story today is going to show the downfall of Israel.
Entonces la historia de hoy nos va a ver la caída de Israel.
How there was a united kingdom and how it got divided.
Como hubo un Reino Unido y fue dividido.
And ultimately it ended up falling to the Assyrians first.
Últimamente fue entregado o sido por los
The Assyrians,
los sirianos,
they took Israel to the north captive.
Ellos tomaron el norte de Israel captivo.
And eventually Judah to the south was taken captive by Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians.
Y usualmente a Judea en el sur también.
Now, have you ever received good advice?
¿Usted ha recibido una...
Anybody in here ever received good advice?
¿Buen consejo?
Anybody want to share it? That tidbit of advice?
¿Compartir este consejo?
About, or go ahead. Oh. Yes. And that's good advice, isn't it? Find a church. Amen? That sounds like a good mother, huh? Telling her son, you got to find a good church, son. Anybody else?
¿Alguien más?
Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's good advice. You can't afford not to give in regards to giving of tithes. That's good. Uh-huh. Even for a dollar. Yeah, yep. Sister Dorothy says when she was young and she'd work in the harvest on the weekend, she would make a dollar. And her mother told her, you tithe even on that dollar, which is 10 cents. Amen? Amen. Anybody here ever gotten bad advice?
¿Alguien ha recibido mal consejo?
Bad advice. Sometimes it comes from peer pressure, huh?
A veces viene una mala presión.
It's too hard to count. But think about it. Advice, whether good or bad, affects us, doesn't it?
Pero piénsalo, el consejo bueno o malo siempre nos afecta.
If it's good or bad advice, we're the ones with the decision if we're going to listen to it or not.
Si es malo o es bueno, nosotros tenemos que tomar esa decisión cómo nos va a afectar.
And so we're going to see today, ungodly decisions can have terrible consequences.
Vamos a ver hoy cómo las consejos malos nos pueden afectar.
We're going to see a person named Rehoboam.
Vamos a ver a esta persona llamada Rehoboam.
And he's the one that followed Solomon as king over Israel.
Y fue el que siguió a Salomón como el rey de Israel.
And his decisions would be detrimental to the kingdom.
Y sus decisiones fueron tomadas a pesar de las promesas.
You see, God gives some promises that won't change ever.
Dios te da unas promesas que nunca van a cambiar.
They're unconditional.
Son incondicionales.
But there are a lot of promises in the Bible.
Pero hay muchas promesas en la Biblia.
That are conditional.
Que son condicionales.
And those ones start off like, if you do this.
Y esos empiezan con, si haces esto.
Then I will do this.
Y entonces yo haré esto.
So in other words, he's not going to just do those things just because.
En otras palabras, él no va a hacer algo nomás por hacerlo.
No, no, there's a response from us.
Hay una respuesta de nosotros.
A decision we need to make.
Una decisión que nosotros tenemos que tomar.
Actions and decisions have consequences.
Acciones y decisiones tienen consecuencias.
But there are some promises that will not change.
Pero hay unas promesas que no cambian.
For instance, for God so loved the world.
Por ejemplo, cuando dice que Dios amó al mundo.
It's always the same. He loves the world.
Es siempre lo mismo. Dios ama al mundo.
Now, if that individual ends up in heaven or not, is their decision.
Ya si esa persona termina en el cielo o no, es decisión de él.
Jesus has done everything necessary for the salvation of every individual.
Jesús ha sido todo lo necesario para la salvación de ese individual.
Ungodly decisions have terrible consequences.
Las decisiones sin Dios tienen consecuencias muy malas.
Now, last Sunday we talked about Solomon a little bit.
El domingo pasado hablamos de Salomón un poco.
Solomon was David's son.
Salomón era el hijo de David.
He would eventually ask God for wisdom.
Y eventualmente él le preguntó a Dios o le pidió a Dios por sabiduría.
And God would make him the wisest man who ever lived, other than Jesus Christ himself.
Y Dios lo hizo el más sabio que ha vivido en este mundo.
Initially, it seemed like Solomon would serve the Lord with all of his heart.
Inicialmente, tú hubieras pensado que Salomón servía a Dios con todo su corazón.
But sadly, his dependence on God was short-lived. It didn't last.
Pero tristemente, su dependencia en Dios fue corta.
In his old age, he had 700 wives and 300 concubines.
En su vieja edad, él tuvo 700 esposas y 300 concubinos.
And it was these women that caused him to turn away from God.
Y fueron estas mujeres quien le hicieron que fallara a Dios.
They would lead Solomon himself into a life of idolatry.
Ellos ayudaron a Salomón a seguir en a caer en su idolatría.
And so God would speak to Solomon in the latter days of his life.
Y Dios le hablaba a Salomón en sus días.
And he would tell him about the coming division of the kingdom.
Y él le decía de la lo que iba a venir en la división de su reino.
But he tells him it won't happen in your lifetime.
Pero le decía que no iba a pasar en su tiempo.
But it would happen with his sons.
Pero que iba a pasar con sus hijos.
And so turn in your Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 12.
Vamos a ver nuestras Biblias ahí en el primero de Reyes.
And let's begin our lesson this morning.
Y vamos a empezar.
The first part is evil counsel divides the kingdom.
La primera lección es el mal consejo divide el reino.
How many families have been broken up because of evil counsel?
¿Cuántas familias han sido destruidas por un mal consejo?
Sometimes it's friends that say, "Oh, don't listen to your parents."
A veces tus amigos te dicen, "No, no le hagas caso a tus padres."
And then before you, they're not there anymore.
Y antes de pensarlo, ya no están ahí.
Evil counsel divides the kingdom here.
El mal consejo divide al reino ahí.
Here we're going to see Rehoboam, and he's going to follow bad advice.
Aquí vamos a ver a Roboam y que sigue el mal consejo.
Now let's read this. I'll read it just so I can read it really quick, if you don't mind. I'm going to read chapter 12, verses 1 through 15. And it says, Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had come to Shechem to make him king. And as soon as Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, heard of it, he was still in Egypt, for he had fled from King Solomon. Then Jeroboam returned from Egypt. Now Jeroboam is another one of Solomon's children. He had rebelled against his father and ended up in Egypt. Maybe you want to say that.
Roboam era otro hijo de los de Salomón y que fue sacado y terminó ahí en Israel.
And so now, after leaving Egypt, he comes and returns to Israel.
Y saliendo de Egipto, terminó ahí en Israel.
Verse 3 says, and they sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all the assembly of Israel came and said to Rehoboam, your father made our yoke heavy. Now therefore lighten the hard service of your father and his heavy yoke on us, and we will serve you. And he said to them, go away 3 days, then come again to me. So the people went away. Then King Rehoboam took counsel with the old men who had stood before Solomon his father while he was yet alive, saying, how do you advise me to answer this people? And they said to him, if you will be a servant to this people today and serve them and speak good words to them when you answer them, then they will be your servants forever. But he abandoned the counsel of the old men that the old men gave him and took counsel with the young men who had grown up with him and stood before him. And he said to them, what do you advise me that we answer this people who have said to me, lighten the yoke that your father put on us? And the young men who had grown up with him said to him, thus you shall speak to this people who said to you, your father made our yoke heavy, but you lighten it for us. Thus shall you say to them, my little finger is thicker than my father's thighs. And now, whereas my father laid on you a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions. But Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, and the king said, come to me again the third day. And the king answered the people harshly, and forsaking the counsel of the old men had given him, he spoke to them according to the counsel of the young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke. My father disciplined you with whips, I will discipline you with scorpions. So the king did not listen to the people, for it was the turn of affairs brought about by the Lord, that he might fulfill his word, which the Lord spoke by Ahijah the Silonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. Now, this is a whole interesting scenario.
Todo esto es un escenario muy interesante.
Solomon has passed away.
Salomón ha murido.
And the kingdom is now being left at the disposal, if you will, of his children.
Y el reino ahora ha quedado a la disposición de sus hijos.
And so the people of Israel want to make Rehoboam the king.
So la gente de Israel quiere hacer a su rey como su rey a Roboam.
But the children of Israel to the north.
Pero los hijos de Israel en el norte.
Or let me say it this way, the people of Israel that lived in the north of Israel.
Déjame decirlo de esta manera, la gente de Israel que vivía en el norte.
During the time of Solomon bore a heavy yoke.
Durante el reinado de Salomón, su gente tenían una esclavitud grande.
Solomon made them carry a lot of burdens, if you will.
En otras palabras, Salomón daba mucho trabajo.
And so they're saying to Rehoboam from the north, and Jeroboam has joined these northern tribes to speak to Rehoboam.
Todas las dos tribus se juntaban para hablar con Roboán y le pedían.
And so they're telling him, take some of this yoke off of us.
Que les quitara un poco de este trabajo, pesado trabajo que
tenían. If you do this, we'll be your servants forever.
Que si él hacía esto, que ellos iban a ser sus sirvientes para él por siempre.
And so Rehoboam says, leave me and come back in 3 days.
Entonces Roboán les dijo que lo dejaran y que vinieran en 3 días.
And so he asks those that counseled his father for counsel in regards to this decision.
Entonces Roboán en esos 3 días le preguntó a sus consejeros que le ayudaban a su padre antes por consejo.
These guys had white hair.
Estos hombres ya tenían pelo blanco.
They had seen a lot.
Ellos habían visto mucho.
They have lived life.
Habían vivido su vida.
They do have wisdom.
Ellos tienen sabiduría.
And so they tell Rehoboam.
Entonces ellos le dijeron a Roboán.
Listen to them.
Escúchalos.
Lighten their load.
Quita sus cargas.
And if you do that, they'll serve you forever.
Y si haces eso, ellos te van a servir por siempre.
But he's young, Rehoboam is.
Pero Roboán era joven.
He's never been king before.
Él nunca ha sido rey antes.
Sometimes our youth can get us in trouble.
A veces nuestros jóvenes nos ponen en problemas.
Sometimes we think we know it all when we're young.
A veces sabemos que sabemos todo. Cuando estábamos jóvenes.
We hear our parents' words and they just sound like gibberish.
Oímos a nuestros padres que nos dicen y escuchan como trabalenguas.
They kind of sound like Charlie Brown's teacher.
Se oye como la maestra de Charlie Brown.
Remember Charlie Brown's teacher? Wah, 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 right?
Cuando habla la maestra, ¿cómo le escucha uno?
That's wah, how wah, sometimes wah. Our youth can be. They don't want to give ear to the wisdom of the old.
A veces nuestra juventud así es. No quieren ellos oír lo que nuestros padres nos dicen.
And so he doesn't listen to them.
Entonces él no escuchó a esos consejeros.
Instead he goes to those of his own age.
En vez de escuchar a él, él fue a esos consejeros de su misma edad.
And he asked them, what do you tell me to do?
Y les preguntó, ¿qué me aconsejas tú hacer?
And they said, tell them that what you thought was bad, what I have to give is going to be worse.
Y ellos le dijeron que él les dijera que lo que ellos pensaban que fue malo, lo que yo voy a hacerles es peor.
And so 3 days later, they come to hear what the council, what he's going to say.
Entonces, en lo que pasaron los 3 días, ellos regresaron y pidieron el consejo.
And he gives, of course, heed. He listens to the counsel of the young men.
Y Roboán escuchó al consejo joven.
He tells them what he has to say.
Él les dijo lo que tuvieran que decir.
And it's going to be this advice that's going to cause division between the north and the south.
Y fue exactamente este consejo que causó la división.
You see, when advice is given, we have the choice to make.
Tienes que saber que cuando el consejo se nos da, nosotros tenemos la decisión.
And that decision that is made has consequences.
Y esa decisión que se hace tiene consecuencias.
This is life, isn't it?
Esa es la vida, ¿qué no?
When we're parenting our children,
cuando estamos ayudando a nuestros hijos,
they say, "Can I go to so and so's house?"
Nos preguntan, ¿podemos ir a esta casa o la otra?
Sometimes we have to give counsel.
A veces tenemos que darles consejo.
Sometimes we have to do, maybe not this time.
A veces tenemos que pensarla un poco y decirles que no.
There's actually a lot more behind that than we're letting them know, right?
Y a veces hay más en la respuesta que lo que les decimos a ellos.
And so sometimes we won't allow it.
So a veces no los dejamos.
But sometimes our children will question it and wonder why.
Pero a veces nuestros hijos se preguntan y nos preguntan por qué no.
But this is life.
Pero esto es la vida.
We're going to be in our lives making decisions.
Vamos a estar en nuestra vida haciendo decisiones.
Decisions come our way almost every day throughout the day.
Decisiones nos vienen a nuestras vidas cada, casi todos los días, cada, todo el día.
And we are very wise to learn early on that actions have consequences.
Y nosotros tenemos que ser sabios de aprender desde muy chicos que cada decisión que tomamos tiene consecuencias.
Rehoboam has chosen the advice of these younger counselors.
Rehoboam ha tomado la decisión de estos consejeros jóvenes.
And we must understand that this advice that he's paying attention to is destructive.
Y tenemos que entender que estas decisiones, estos consejos que él tomó de estos jóvenes, lleva a la destrucción.
We need to consider our decisions and our actions.
Nosotros tenemos que considerar nuestras decisiones y nuestras acciones.
And so Rehoboam loses most of his kingdom.
Entonces Rehoboam pierde la mayor parte de su reino.
In 1 Kings chapter 12 verses 16 through 20.
Ahí en Primera de Reyes capítulo 12 del 16 al 20.
We see the division of the kingdom of Israel.
Vemos la decisión de que pierde la mayoría de su reino.
Anybody want to read verses 16 through 20?
¿Alguien quiere leer ahí del 16 al 20?
Here we have the division of the kingdom.
Aquí vemos la división del reino.
Rehoboam has made a decision and now he's experiencing the consequences.
Rehoboam hizo una decisión y ahora está él enfrentando las consecuencias.
Instead of lightening the load of the Israelites to the north,
en vez de quitarles el peso un poco,
he chose to make it heavier.
Él decidió hacerlo más pesado.
And what ends up happening is the kingdoms, there was 10 kingdoms to the north, these kingdoms rebel against the kingdom of David.
Lo que pasó aquí, que en ese tiempo, en esa temporada, había 10 reinos en el norte, y todos esos 10 reinos se rebelaron contra él.
And so we have the division of the kingdom, and what happens is Israel is to the north.
Entonces tenemos esos 10 reinos y la división, y lo que tenemos es que tenemos a
Israel
al norte.
And then Judah is in the south.
Y Judea en el sur.
Judah is called the kingdom of David.
Judea es llamado como el reino de David.
But Israel to the north is in rebellion against Judah to the south.
Pero ahora el reino del norte está en rebelión contra el reino del sur.
And then what happens is they put Jeroboam as the king of Israel.
Entonces lo que pasó aquí que pusieron a Rehoboam como el rey del norte.
And then, so Jeroboam is to the north, and then Rehoboam becomes the king to the south.
Y Rehoboam salió como rey al sur.
And so they're very similar names.
So son nombres parecidos.
But the kingdom is divided is the point.
Pero el punto aquí es que el reino está dividido.
I don't want to get political.
No quiero hablar de mucho política.
But I want you to consider what's happening to our nation today.
Pero quiero que consideres lo que está pasando en nuestra nación en estos momentos.
When you have the far left and you have the right,
cuando tú tienes a la izquierda y a la derecha,
a lot of what's happening and coming from the left in regards to a disregard of history, defunding the police, protests and riots and all of this,
todo lo que está viniendo de la izquierda con las protestas y quitando la policía y toda la destrucción de las estatuas.
That is coming from a mentality of not considering the lessons of the past.
Todo eso está con la mentalidad considerando lo que no estamos, no nos importa nuestro pasado.
There is an agenda that wants to bring socialism to this country.
Hay una agenda que quiere traer socialismo a este país.
They hate America.
Ellos odian a América.
And yet, every time socialism has been tried in any nation from history until today, it has never worked.
Y aún así, cada vez que un país, cada país entra el socialismo, no ha trabajado.
And yet, a lot of our young people are being taught this in our public school, in our universities, and they're being told America is bad.
Y aún así, nuestros jóvenes han sido instruidos en nuestras escuelas, en universidades, que el socialismo es bueno.
They remind me of the young council here.
Me recuerda al consejero joven aquí en este estudio.
I'm not saying all young people are full of bad advice. Don't get me wrong.
No estoy diciendo que todos los jóvenes están llenos de malos consejos. No me tomen por mal.
And if you guys have ever heard of Charlie Kirk, anybody heard of Charlie Kirk?
¿Alguien ha oído de la persona Charlie Kirk?
He's only 24 years old.
Solamente tiene 24 años.
He started a big thing that they go on campuses, Turning Point USA.
Él empezó a ir por todas las universidades a hablar.
Search him out.
A búscalo.
Listen to what he has to say. He's young, 24.
Ponle oído a lo que tiene que decir. Él es joven.
But he speaks good.
Pero habla muy bien.
He's a born again Christian.
Es un cristiano.
But they are for the country, not against it.
Pero están por este país, no en contra de este país.
No, we need to learn from history.
Pero tenemos que aprender de nuestra historia.
It's just like we started with a statement from Winston Churchill.
Es como empezamos con la historia de Winston Churchill.
Those who fail to learn from history are condemned to repeat it.
Aquellos que no aprenden de la historia están condenados a repetirla.
These decisions have caused the division of the nation of Israel.
Estas decisiones hicieron la división de Israel.
And even our decisions,
y aún nuestras decisiones,
can determine the course of this nation.
Pueden determinar el camino de esta nación.
Thank God we have the ability to vote, amen.
Pero gracias que tenemos la habilidad de votar, ¿verdad?
You know, they say it's only about if it's less than 10% of born again Christians actually vote.
Dicen que si solamente es el menos de 10% de cristianos que vota.
Think about it.
Piénsalo.
We just think, oh, you know, God's will be done.
Solamente a veces como cristianos pensamos, oh, la palabra de Dios se va a hacer.
Now it's true.
Eso es verdad.
But God has also given you and me the ability to vote here in the United States of America.
Pero Dios también nos ha dado la habilidad a ti y a mí de votar aquí en América.
Vote.
Vota.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's move forward because now the kingdom is divided. Look at this graphic.
Vamos a seguir. Mira esta foto aquí.
You can see the kingdom of Israel here to the north.
Podemos ver el reino de Israel aquí al norte.
The capital of the northern kingdom would be called Samaria.
La capital del norte de Israel se llama Samaria.
One thing to know, we'll probably get into this here in a little bit, the kingdom of Israel never remained faithful to God.
Una cosa que tenemos que saber y vamos a estudiar de esto es que el reino de Israel nunca ha sido fiel a Dios.
They'd eventually fall into idolatry. And they would eventually be taken captive by the Assyrians.
Eventualmente ellos involucran la idolatría mucho y caen entre a las manos de
Assyrians.
Los Assyrians.
Then to the south is the kingdom of Judah.
Y al sur está el reino de Judea.
And Jerusalem would be the capital of Judah.
Jerusalén es la capital de Judea.
The kingdom of Judah would be the kingdom that would follow the Lord, but they were kind of wishy-washy, back and forth.
El reino de Judea es el reino que sigue a Dios, pero a veces está como un columpios.
They would have some godly kings, and they'd serve the Lord.
A veces tenemos unos reyes que siguen a Dios.
And then they had some ungodly ones.
Y a veces unos que no son muy seguidores de Dios.
And eventually they would fall away from God too.
Y eventualmente ellos también caen.
Now let's look at these divided loyalties here.
A ver estos lealtudes divididas.
In 2 Kings 21.
Ahí en el segundo de Reyes.
We're not going to read this whole section just because it's 17 verses long.
Versículo 21. No vamos a leer todo porque son muchos versículos.
But we just want to quickly cover what happened with Manasseh, one of the kings of Judah.
Solamente queremos ver lo que pasa con Manasés, el reino de Judea.
Because Manasseh leads Judah away from God.
Porque Manasés lleva a Judea a una caída de fuera de Dios.
Listen to this. Everyone has leadership responsibility towards someone else.
Yeah, escuche esto. Todos tenemos una responsabilidad de liderazgo hacia otras personas.
Family members.
nuestras familiares,
other believers,
otros creyentes,
employees,
empleados,
neighbors,
vecinos,
and even more.
Y más.
Someone is following our leadership somewhere.
Alguien nos está siguiendo nuestro liderazgo.
And so decisions that are made by leaders have far-reaching results.
Entonces las decisiones que toma un líder tiene resultados de largo alcance.
If I, as the father of my house,
si yo como el padre de en mi casa,
of my children and the husband of my wife,
padre de mis hijos y esposo de mi esposa,
if I was to make a decision to turn away from the living God,
si yo tomo la decisión de no seguir a Dios ya,
it wouldn't just affect me.
No solamente me afectaría a mí.
It would affect my children.
Afectaría a mis hijos.
It'd affect my wife.
A mi esposa.
And to top it all off, I'm a pastor.
Y al pesar, soy pastor.
Can you imagine what you would think if you heard Pastor James has turned away from God?
Si usted puede imaginar qué pensaría usted si oyera que el pastor ya no quiere seguir a Dios.
It caused disillusionment.
Causa desilusión.
What happened?
¿Qué pasó?
If God can't be faithful in his life, what about me?
Si Dios no puede ser fe en su vida, ¿qué va a pasar de mí?
My own family members, my brothers and sisters would see that I've lost my way.
Mis familiares, mis hermanos, mis padres hubieran visto que yo caí.
It affects a lot of people.
Y afecta a mucha gente.
Just like when I decided to serve the Lord.
Así igualmente cuando yo acepté seguir al Señor.
It affected a lot of people.
Afectó a mucha gente.
People are watching.
Gente está mirando.
They're seeing God's faithfulness in a life.
Ellos están viendo la fe de Dios en nuestras vidas.
And so we are leading someone. So
nosotros estamos guiando a alguien.
And our decisions and what we choose will affect them.
Y nuestras decisiones y nuestras actos afectan a esas personas.
Now the book of Kings.
Ahora aquí en el libro de Reyes.
Originally it was just one book. There wasn't a first and second Kings.
Originalmente había solamente un libro de Reyes, no dos.
But these books offer a kind of report card of the various kings of Israel and Judah.
Pero estos dos libros nos dan un reporte de los diferentes reyes ahí en Judea.
And when you read through the book of Kings and the Chronicles,
y cuando leemos estos libros de reyes y las crónicas,
you read about good kings and bad kings.
Leemos de buenos reyes y malos reyes.
And as you read through these, you can almost have a report card.
Y en lo que lees tú, puedes hacer un reporte.
Some of them get A's.
Unos agarran una A.
Some get F's.
Y unos agarran una F.
There's a few B's and C's in there.
Hay unos que tienen una B y una C.
And some D's and F's.
Y unos una D y una F.
Manasseh. And if you read this chapter, you can read it maybe while we're talking just to kind of get an overview in your minds.
Cuando puedas leer este capítulo, léelo. Lo puedes leer en lo que estamos aquí leyendo.
Manasseh would get an F minus.
Manasseh va a agarrar una F menos.
Now, the book of Chronicles would bring out, towards the end, he did repent.
En el libro de Crónicas, ya al último, nos dice que este rey sí se arrepintió.
And so God showed mercy to this king at the very end.
So Dios demostró su misericordia a este rey.
But the decisions that he would make would affect the nation of Judah for the rest of their history.
Pero las decisiones que este rey hizo afectó a Judea por el resto de su existencia.
Before Manasseh,
antes de Manasseh,
there was the king Hezekiah.
Estaba el rey Ezequías.
Hezekiah was a man that did what was right in the sight of God.
Ezequías era el rey que hacía las cosas bien delante de Dios.
But then after Hezekiah came Manasseh.
Pero después de Ezequías vino Manasseh.
And what Manasseh did was one of the worst things that any of the kings had ever done.
Y lo que Manasseh hizo era una de las cosas peores que jamás a cualquier rey había hecho.
He brought into the kingdom of Judah Canaanite idol worship.
Él trajo a su reino los ídolos de
the Canaanites.
De los Canaanitas.
He even brought them to the point of practicing human sacrifice.
Hasta el punto de hacer sacrificios humanos.
He consulted mediums.
Él consultó a mediadores.
What's a medium, pastor?
¿Qué es un mediador?
It's like witchcraft.
Es como un brujo.
They're like witches standing in between, contacting the dead or spirits, demons and such.
Es una persona que está entre la muerte y la vida. Él busca por la muerte, demonios y todo.
He even put a carved image of Asherah in God's temple.
Él hasta puso un una estatua de Shiva ahí en su templo.
Now, this was Canaanite pagan worship of other gods.
Esto era un tipo de adorar a otros dioses.
And what he did was he brought judgment upon Judah.
Y lo que hizo fue trajo juicio contra Judea.
And so, like I said, read the chapter a little bit later and you'll be shocked at what Manasseh did.
And como te dije, lee este capítulo y tú vas a estar sorprendido de lo que vas a leer.
Manasseh's son Amon would continue the wickedness.
El hijo de Manasseh, Amón, él continuó con estos cosas malas.
But then Amon would have a son named Josiah.
Pero Amón también tuvo un hijo llamado Josías.
And he would be a reformer. Or he would bring the people back to God.
Y él era un gran reformador y trajo a la gente a Dios nuevamente.
Now, Manasseh ruled for 5 decades.
Ahora, Manasseh, él reinó por 5 décadas.
That means 50 years.
Que son 50 años.
And so what you'll see is that there was a progression of wickedness that was allowed to come into Judah.
Entonces, lo que usted está viendo es una progresión que entró a Judea.
It didn't happen overnight.
No entró así de repente.
When you think about the United States of America and where it's at today,
cuando piensas acerca de los Estados Unidos y cómo estamos ahora,
what's happening today in regards to our nation or politics,
lo que está pasando ahora conforme a las políticas y en nuestra nación,
it didn't happen overnight.
No pasó de un día a otro.
It's been a progression over the years, starting from the 60s.
Fue una progresión empezando de los 60s.
And so let's look at our next point with Josiah.
Vamos a seguir nuestro siguiente punto con Josías.
Because Judah brings Judah or leads Judah back to God.
Porque Josías lleva a Judea de regreso a Dios.
In 2 Kings chapter 22,
ahí en Segunda de Reyes capítulo 22,
we have the reign of Judah.
Tenemos el reino de Judea.
I mean of Josiah.
Digo de Josiah.
But we're not going to take the time to read this either.
Pero no vamos a tomar todo el tiempo para leer esto tampoco.
But you can overview the chapter as we're going through it.
Pero tú puedes leer todo esto cuando tengas tiempo.
But I'm going to say what the notes say here.
Pero voy a hacer lo que las notas dicen aquí.
Have you ever looked at the world around you and felt powerless to stem the tide of sin that seems to be prevalent?
¿Alguna vez has mirado al mundo a su alrededor y se ha sentido impotente para detener la marea de pecado?
After all, how can one person or a small group of people make a difference in the face of such a great need?
Después de todo, ¿cómo puede una persona, a un pequeño grupo de personas, marcar una diferencia ante tanta necesidad?
When Josiah came to power, he was stepping into a society degraded by sin and one he had inherited from his predecessors.
Cuando Josías llegó al poder, estaba enfrentando una sociedad desgradada por el pecado y que había heredado de sus pecadores.
Now, I want you to put yourself in Josiah's shoes for a moment.
Quiero que te pongas tus en los zapatos de Josiah por un momento.
Josiah becomes the king of Judah.
Josías se hizo rey de Judea.
His father was a wicked king.
Su padre era un rey muy pecaminoso.
And his grandfather is Manasseh.
Y el abuelo era Manasseh.
And all of this wickedness has permeated the land.
Y todo este mal estaba alrededor de la tierra.
But King Josiah demonstrates how one man devoted to God can change the course of a nation.
Pero el rey Josiah demuestra cómo un hombre bajo la gracia de Dios y siguiendo a Dios puede cambiar todo esto.
He would bring revival to the land.
Él trajo revivimiento a la tierra.
And through him the nation would return to God.
Y por medio de él la nación regresa a Dios.
He was 8 years old when he began to seek God with his heart.
Él tenía 8 años cuando empezó a buscar a Dios con todo su corazón.
8 years old. How tall do you think he'd be?
8 años.
When he was 12 years old,
cuando él tuvo, cumplió 12,
he began to get idolatry or the idols out of Judah.
Él empezó a sacar toda la idolatría de Judea.
And when he was 18 years old,
y cuando él cumplió 18,
they found the book of the law in the temple.
Ellos encontraron el libro de la ley en el templo.
When did it get lost?
Cuando se perdió.
We're talking about Judah.
Estamos hablando acerca de Judea.
That means they were not listening to, nor reading, or studying the law for years.
Eso quiere decir que ellos no estaban escuchando, ni leyendo, ni estudiando la ley de Dios por muchos años.
Even Josiah himself, up to this point, hadn't heard the law.
Hasta Josías, en todos estos años, no había escuchado la palabra de Dios.
But he had a heart after God.
Pero su corazón ardía por Dios.
And so when they found the book of the law,
entonces cuando encontraron el libro de la ley,
he realized that what was happening in Judah was the result of their sin and rebellion against God.
Él se dio cuenta que lo que estaba pasando en Judea era por la rebelión que ellos tenían por la ley de Dios.
They say there was no king like him.
Dicen aquí que no había rey como él.
No one that had turned to the Lord with all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength like Josiah.
Nadie que sabía, tenía su corazón por medio de Dios, con todo su corazón en su mente y sus ganas.
He served the Lord.
Él sirvió a Dios.
But sadly after Josiah,
pero muy tristemente después de Josías,
the people began to turn away from God all over again.
La gente volvió a caer y voltearse contra Dios nuevamente.
You see, they didn't maintain their relationship with God.
Ellos no mantenieron esa relación con Dios.
They only did it while their leaders did it.
Ellos solamente lo hicieron mientras sus líderes lo hacían.
If they would have maintained it, maybe things would have been different.
Si ellos hubieran mantenido esa relación, cosas hubieran sido diferentes.
And so now we see Israel or Judah and what happened with Manasseh and Josiah.
Entonces ahora vemos a Judea, lo que pasó con Manasseh y Judea.
Now let's look at this part as we see the downfall of Israel and Judah.
Ahora vamos a ver aquí lo que pasó con la caída de Israel y Judea.
In 2 Kings chapter 17,
ahí en Segunda de Reyes, capítulo 17.
Again, this is a long portion, so we're not going to take the time to read it. It's 25 verses.
Nuevamente, esta es una porción muy larga de 25 versículos y no vamos a leerlos todos.
But we have Israel being punished for disobedience.
Pero aquí vemos que Israel ha sido castigado por desobediencia.
Now, God is gracious and merciful.
Ahora, Dios es grande y misericordioso.
But he's also holy.
Pero también es santo.
And he promised his people grace and prosperity in the land.
Y él le prometió a su gente prosperidad.
But what they were to do was to serve him alone.
Pero lo que ellos tenían que hacer es servirle solamente a él.
Instead, they worshipped idols and committed sin of every kind.
Pero en vez ellos adoraron a dioses, ídolos y a otros dioses.
Now, as I said before,
como dije antes,
Israel to the north,
Israel al norte,
never had any godly kings.
Nunca tuvo reyes con el amor de Dios.
Idolatry was rampant, it was everywhere.
Idolatría estuvo por toda la tierra.
When we read about the kingdom of Israel, we read about Ahab and Jezebel.
Cuando leemos acerca del reinado de Israel,
we even have other wicked things that took place in Israel.
Tenemos muchas cosas malas que pasaron ahí en Israel.
Now, in spite of the fact that God blessed them,
al pesar de que Dios los bendició,
they began to worship the Canaanite gods.
Ellos empezaron a servirle a los dioses cananitas.
And the idolatry was so bad that God would bring judgment against Israel.
Y la idolatría estuvo muy mala que él trajo el juicio a Israel.
Look at chapter 17 of 2 Kings, verse 6.
Mira ahí en el capítulo 17 de Segunda de Reyes, versículo 6.
And it says, in the ninth year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria captured Samaria. Now remember, Samaria is the capital of Israel to the north. And he carried the Israelites away to Assyria and placed them in Hala and on Habor, the river of Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes. This verse describes how the northern kingdoms were taken captive by the Assyrians.
Aquí en estos versos describe cómo el reinado fue cautivo.
This came in 722 BC.
Esto vino en el año
722 BC.
720 BC.
And what this shows is that God was patient with the nation of Israel for 200 years.
Y lo que esto enseña es que Dios tuvo paciencia con este reinado por casi 200 años.
God didn't judge them immediately.
Dios no los puso juicio inmediatamente.
He dealt with them.
Él lidió con ellos.
He sent prophets to them.
Él mandó profetas.
He warned them.
Él les mandó avisos.
He called to them, return to me.
Él les dijo que regresaran a él.
For 200 years.
Por 200 años.
But now they're taken captive by the Assyrians.
Pero ahora han sido captivos por los asirianos.
Now remember these promises that God would give to Israel and Judah.
Ahora acuérdate que esas promesas que han sido para Israel y Judea.
Promises of God's protection.
Promesas de protección.
God's blessing.
De bendiciones.
God's prosperity.
De prosperidad.
All of this was conditional.
Todo esto era condicionalmente.
If they would seek him.
Si ellos lo seguían.
With all of their hearts.
Con todos sus corazones.
God would bless them.
Dios los bendecía.
But if they would turn away from God,
pero si ellos se volteaban,
God would bring judgment.
Dios les traía juicio.
Now let's look at this video here. And it's a video showing what happened with the kingdom of Dan to the north.
Este video que vamos a ver es un video de lo que pasó ahí en el reino de...
And it kind of highlights what happened to the northern kingdom of Israel.
Y nos dice lo que pasó ahí en ese reinado.
Let me get it started here. Let's see if it starts. There we go.
The city of Dan was never supposed to be part of Israel. During the division of the Promised Land, the allotment for the tribe of Dan was nowhere near the northernmost city of Israel. Instead, it was located in the southern part of the Promised Land around the city of Jaffa, bordering the lands of the Philistines. After the Danites were unable to permanently settle the land outlined for them by Joshua, they chose to relocate into new lands that didn't belong to any of their kinfolk. The tribe set their eyes to the far north on the edge of the tribal allotment of Naphtali to a city known as Laish. The city was an ideal spot for a capital for the tribe's new settlement. It held extremely powerful natural springs that provided an abundance of water, lush foliage, and wildlife. Those same springs fed and eventually became the Jordan River and the miles to the south. In Judges 18, the Danites took Laish for themselves with a force of 600 men, establishing it as the newfound capital of the territory of Dan. However, what the Danites did next created a ripple effect that would plague Israel for roughly the next 500 years. Judges 18:30 reveals that after arriving in the new territory, the Danites soon incorporated idolatry into their worship. The likes of this unified system of idolatry had not been seen among the Israelites since the golden calf was created in the wilderness as the Israelites were on their way to the Promised Land in Exodus 32. This introduction of impure worship would permeate the nation of Israel and become a socially accepted norm. Dan would become a hub of culturally idolatrous systems, leading the city to eventually become one of the central points of worship following the breakaway of the northern kingdom of Israel. This location drew people away from the proper worship in the temple in Jerusalem, God's prescribed place of worship, and into a corrupted form of worship. Rather than the nation being unified in worship around God and his temple, division crept into Israel through the worship at various locations like Dan. Many years after the tribe of Dan began the idol worship there, King Jeroboam set up a golden calf and an altar at Dan's highest point, attended by non-Levitical priests who were unfit to serve. The high place contained a large elevated platform surrounded by a wall with Jeroboam's idol on top. Today, you can see the metal frame that was erected to represent the platform that would have held the golden calf. Jeroboam's act was a continuation of a perverted and wicked worship system begun by the Danites. And it didn't stop there. The high place continued development over time by later wicked kings, while many in Israel persisted in disobedience through worship. The division of God's people through idol worship at places like this played a key role in the eventual destruction in both the northern kingdom of Israel in 722 BC and the kingdom of Judah in 586 BC. Today we can see the ruins of this ungodly form of worship, but no idols and no worshipers remain. It serves as a reminder, while that those things have passed away, true worship in God remains.
Si lo piensa, lo que pasó a Adán ahí en el norte trajo consecuencias a lo ahí en el sur.
And so let's move forward and look at what happened to Judah to the south.
Vamos a seguir adelante y vamos a ver lo que pasó con Judea ahí.
In 2 Chronicles,
en el segundo de Crónicas,
chapter 36,
capítulo 36,
we have the story of the downfall or the punishment that comes upon Judah.
Tenemos lo que le pasó, el castigo que le pasó a Judea.
Yeah, 2 Chronicles 11 through 21.
Y en Segunda Crónicas, capítulo 36, del 11 al 21.
I'll read this if you don't mind. It says, Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. He did what was evil in the sight of God, and he did not humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet, who spoke from the mouth of the Lord. He also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear by God. He stiffened his neck and hardened his heart against turning to the Lord, the God of Israel. All the officers of the priests and the people likewise were exceedingly unfaithful, following all the abominations of the nations, and they polluted the house of the Lord that he had made holy in Jerusalem. The Lord God of their father sent persistently to them by his messengers, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place, but they kept mocking the messengers of God, despising his words and scoffing at his prophets until the wrath of the Lord rose against this people until there was no remedy. Therefore he brought up against them the king of the Chaldeans, who killed their young men with the sword in the house of their sanctuary, had no compassion on young man or virgin, old man or aged. He gave them all into his hand, and all the vessels of the house of God, great and small, the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king and his princes, and all these he brought to Babylon. They burned the house of God, broke down the wall of Jerusalem, burned all its palaces with fire, and destroyed all its precious vessels. He took into exile in Babylon those who had escaped from the sword, and they became servants to him and to his son until the establishment of the kingdom of Persia, to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah until the land had enjoyed its Sabbaths. All the days that it lay desolate, it kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. Now, what this is describing is the downfall of the kingdom of Judah.
Lo que está describiendo aquí es la caída de la desobediencia de Judea.
Now, before this, the kingdom of Israel to the north had already been taken captive by the Assyrians.
No, antes de esto, el reino de Israel en el norte ya habían sido captivos.
But now, Judah has lost its way.
Pero ahora Judea había perdido su camino.
And so, God has brought judgment because He's displayed a lot of mercy and they're not listening.
So, en ese tiempo, Dios mandó su castigo porque ellos no habían seguido su palabra.
And so God used the Babylonian Empire to bring this judgment of God.
Y Dios usó a los babilonios para traer ese castigo a ellos.
Jeremiah told them that they would be in captivity for 70 years.
Jeremías les dijo que iban a estar en captividad por 70 años.
And they would be in captivity for that long.
Y ellos iban a estar en captividad por esos tantos años.
Daniel and his friends were a part of this group here.
Daniel y sus amigos fueron parte de esta historia.
They were taken captive in the very beginning, if you remember the story of Daniel.
Ellos fueron captivos al inicio de la historia, si ustedes han leído eso.
And what's interesting is it shows that not everyone didn't serve God.
Y lo que nos enseña es que aquí no todos nos sirvieron a Dios.
There was still a remnant.
Todavía habían unos arrepentidos.
But they all were judged because of the wickedness of the land.
Pero todos fueron juzgados por la desobediencia.
And so we must understand that decisions have consequences.
Lo que tenemos que entender es que todas nuestras decisiones tienen consecuencias.
Now, some people often think that there are two different gods in the Bible.
Mucha gente piensa que hay dos diferentes dioses en la Biblia.
Some people see the God of the Old Testament as just full of judgment.
Unos ven a un Dios del Testamento Viejo como Dios de juicios.
And the God of the New Testament is full of grace.
Y el segundo Dios en el Nuevo Testamento como Dios de gracia.
But no, what we see in the Old Testament and in the New.
Pero no es así. Lo que vemos en los dos testamentos.
We see that God is just.
Es que vemos que Dios es justo.
He's merciful and full of grace.
Él es misericordioso y lleno de gracia.
But he's also just.
Pero también es justo.
And sadly, we see a lot of rebellion in the Old Testament.
Y muy tristemente vemos mucha rebelión en el Testamento Viejo.
And so we're kind of seeing what happened with the Israelites, but it's also teaching us.
Lo que vemos es que vemos lo que está en el Testamento Viejo pasando con los israelitas, pero también.
You see, ultimately, sin needs to be punished.
Vemos que últimamente el pecado tiene que ser castigado.
And this is what the story or our lesson today is bringing out.
Y esto es lo que nuestra historia nos está hablando ahora.
And so let's finish with our ministry in action.
Vamos a terminar con nuestro ministerio en acción.
And first, we must pray that our decisions will be godly.
Y tenemos que orar de que nuestras decisiones sean de Dios.
And that they will help our family and friends to walk with God.
Y que nos ayude a nuestras familias y amigos a seguir a Dios.
Secondly, we must look for opportunities to share the gospel with someone this week.
Segundamente, tenemos que orar por esas oportunidades de predicar a Dios.
And then lastly, let's look for ways that we can spend more time talking and listening to God.
Y últimamente a buscar maneras de pasar más tiempo hablando con Dios y escuchando su voz.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we're getting a good overview of the story of the Old Testament.
Estamos viendo todo un reviso de lo que ha pasado en el Viejo Testamento.
Starting with Adam and Eve.
Empezando con Adán y Eva.
God choosing Abraham to begin this covenant with his people.
Dios escogiendo a Abraham para que él hiciera esta promesa, pacto con su gente.
The beginning of the nation of Israel.
El principio de la nación de Israel.
Eventually them becoming a nation in Egypt.
Eventualmente ellos haciendo una nación en Egipto.
And then them wanting kings.
Y lo después de eso, que ellos quisieron reyes.
Leading to the point where the kingdom is divided because of disobedience.
Y guiándolos al punto donde ellos fueron juzgados por medio de desobediencia.
And ultimately leading to the fall of Israel and Judah.
Y últimamente cayendo por la desobediencia de Israel y Judea.
So we'll continue the story next Sunday.
So vamos a continuar con esta historia el próximo domingo.
Let's pray. Lord, we're grateful for all that we have been learning, and we pray that you would help us to get a full grasp of what happened in the Old Testament. We pray that you would use these lessons to teach us and help us to learn from the material. We ask that you'd bless the remainder of our service as well. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen, amen. Go on.